This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.
Casting live from TenFest 2010. That's right. We're a lot of listeners showed up for this, and we're very excited. We're just kicking off TenFest 2010, and I'm Matt Hotchberg from StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, the manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, it's cold. Let's start the count now.
Very good. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Matt?
And Mike is wearing shorts, so it's obviously not that cold.
I'm in a coat.
This is nothing cold.
And gloves.
Cold.
Fur.
It's so cold.
Not faux fur.
Not even close.
Faux fur.
Also joining us on today's show is Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Becky.
Hello, Matt. And it's not cold. It's actually a great night out here.
Yeah, it's crisp.
From those from the RV, it's a nice night.
Actually, right now, Annette will wish it was this warm when we go to sleep later. We will kill for this temperature later, I'm telling you.
As I'm stepping closer to the grill.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the grill's really warm over here. Yeah. So we've been over here at Fort Wilderness since about noontime today. And the time really flew today compared to last year. Because last year there was just like five of us over here, and we're like... Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're the party
RC bot. Cola's pretty cool, huh? And this year, it's great. Do we ever get a head count?
Yeah, about 47 was...
Wow.
47!
So not bad at all.
Yeah. So I know many of you have been watching on the webcams and everything, and a lot of people here enjoying late dinner, some drinks.
Yeah, Do the wave!
And there's the RV in the background.
Now we have not only are we camping this year, this is the difference. Last year it was just us camping, but this year it's myself and Newell and Becky and Annette. But we're joined by, there's seven other campsites here, and Len. Len will be here later tonight. Yeah. But there's other people that are camping here besides us.
Silly people.
What's interesting is that we have people camping here as well, and it's kind of fun because, you know, it's kind of exciting now. It'll be interesting to see how exciting it is when we get back here later tonight and it's really, really cold out. But some people were already camping here last night, and that was much colder last night than it was supposed to be tonight, and they are alive and kicking and responded that it wasn't terrible. Woo! So
This is nothing.
I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. I'd rather it be cold than raining. Right?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, if it was raining right now, no one would be here. All the listeners would be like, okay, we'll see what... Some other people are thinking it's raining.
I think that would be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
They love us, don't they?
Who's driving my car, by the way, Annette?
That's me. Can't you tell?
Wow. Hopefully that's your wife.
No.
Oh. Wow.
I think it's Tony stole my car. Gaggiano.
Tony stole your car. Tony must be a very helpful.
Yeah, very.
It's my BFF.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So helpful.
Yeah,
they were scared of me backing towards the crowd. I think that was part of the problem.
Must be it. So lots of things going on over here. And I wanted, before I forget, we got about a week or two ago, we got a letter, I got a package in the mail. I didn't tell any of you guys, I told you guys now, but I wanted to read it on the air because one of our listeners sent us a package for TenFest. It's actually, as you can see, from Disneyland.
Ooh. Right on.
And it's from Mark and Suzanne Brinkenhoff. Right. Hi, long-time listener, first-time sender. Just wanted to say thanks for the fun podcast. They helped me make it through my daily runs. Please find and close some goodies from the neck of the woods made within a short distance of my home. Hope you enjoy. Have a great tent fest. And there's a... He actually wrote a question for a listener question show inside the thing over here.
That's a way to get your question answered fast.
He says, please consider this package as a bribe for an email fast pass.
Oh, right on.
It was a box of chocolates.
It's for Scopus, so we'll save it for the show tomorrow. Cool. But thank you. And he actually did. He sent us. It's floating around here somewhere. I think it's in the back of my trunk actually. But all these foods from Utah, where he's from, and pancake mix and beef jerky and brownies.
Chocolate.
Beef jerky.
It's in the trunk.
Crack it open.
It's shut now.
Open.
Yeah, open. I got the knife. So you got to go to the car and have Tony.
I was gonna say, do the knife or the trunk? Is that a key?
Okay, I'll go get the keys in a minute.
All right, anyway. So, yeah, we got a lot of people over here, and we're going to be doing, I think, s'mores soon. We got to give a big shout out to John and Neil, who are working the grill for us today. So thank you. Thank John and Neil for. They
grill masters.
Yeah, actually, you know, usually slaving over the grill is bad thing, because you get all hot and sweaty. But today, I think it was a good thing. It was nice. It's probably the best spot in the place. So, we're over here, and Annette, I know that you and I are the only ones who actually understand what the word tent fest means.
Wait.
Tent RV.
Yeah, tent RV. RV. Right.
It's just my.
You would
kind
think
of
that
tent.
If it was tent fest, one would sleep in a. Tent.
Oh, look at that. There you go. In unison.
Yeah. But Mike Newell and Becky Mankin decided that they would
up it
by getting
Matt,
an RV.
You know me, I like to plus things.
Yeah.
Right? And we have this wonderful waterfront location just for you.
Have we shown the listeners the waterfront?
Yeah, have the listeners seen the waterfront?
It's a water view.
Yeah, actually.
It's a water view?
In the back.
And it's easy access to the water as well, which, of course, that is a benefit.
That's a marsh.
From the
swamp.
It's a swamp.
And the gator's coming out later.
About 6 feet behind us is a swamp.
Which is why we have an RV.
That's Stephen King movies.
And there's no banjos, by the way.
I'll just tell you that the key is, remember, run zigzag. Gators can't run zigzag.
Okay, good to know.
You know. As a Floridian now, you know these things.
It's important to know.
Excellent, yeah.
Right?
I think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's their joke. It's like how fast you have to, there's like some guy and a bear. There's two guys and they're in a forest and there's a bear. It's like, you think we can outrun him? He goes, no, but I can outrun you.
Okay, you ready? So if we drop them off. We go to Waffle House and stay there and come back.
There you go.
No running away from the Gators.
Gators, that's right.
Chris Eliopoulos is listening. Let's not say Waffle House.
Waffle House.
He doesn't have to go.
Yeah, but it makes him cringe.
I know. And he did such great art for us, as a matter of fact.
That's great.
We should.
Oh, look, chocolate.
Oh, this is the package that from Utah. It's a beef jerky.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is like past the beef jerky. Yeah. And a big old heart of chocolate.
Yeah, heart of chocolate. Ooh.
All right.
Don't break your heart.
Let's see. Taffy.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Peppermint.
Peppermint place. And it's from Utah.
It is from Utah.
Who knew?
Lots of stuff. It's heavy. Oh, the beef jerky's open.
Mike, beef jerky.
There you go.
Oh.
Pancake mix.
Pancake mix and brownie mix. Is it? Neil, how's the beef jerky?
It's good.
Jam?
It's very good.
Honey?
Thank you.
Reserves? What is that?
I'm not, are you a beef jerky fan? I mean, is this better than like the one that the Macho Man?
It is. It's excellent. Very good.
Mike, how's the beef jerky?
Very
good. Good beef jerky?
Delicious.
Yeah, so thank you very much to our Utah listeners. We didn't know we had, but thank you very much.
All two of you.
Way to represent.
Sure, there are more.
Yeah, a little one, too.
Oh, they're passing the beef jerky
around.
They
were passing the beef jerky. So what we have over here, we have a lot of, you might have seen the garden gnome, which made its finally an appearance, and he's still intact. We first tried to go to Walmart to pick him up because we had a garden gnome last year, for those who are unaware. And he ended up being broken and grilled on the grill. And so this year we tried to find one, and we couldn't find one at the Walmart that we were at. So I think Colleen actually found one in her Walmart and brought it over here. So we have a garden gnome.
And apparently it's concrete. It's made of concrete. So
it's heavy.
It's going to be a little difficult to grill him this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this thing
he's
like...
He's very sturdy.
And he's hollow.
You can maim somebody with
that. Yeah, it's crazy how heavy he is. Now, the big thing, I don't know if... Did you all see our little special thing that Mike got? We actually got a grueler. It's a grill and a cooler.
It's a grill and,
and a
cooler?
That's right. And we got it off eBay, right, Mike?
That's right.
Yeah, off eBay. And it's the flimsiest thing you've ever seen, but it's just funny because it's a grueler.
And it's
pretty
blue.
Cool. And it's
I mean,
blue.
That's the most amazing thing. And what I love the most is that it is a grill and a cooler, but we're not using the grill.
We have a guest that's brought treats for everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Magical moments here at Disney.
I got treats, and it's green, and it's St. Patrick's Day, you know.
Ooh. Wow. Thank you very much. So we have Rice Krispie treats.
So we have little Mickey.
So all for us, and I think we'll dole out one or two to the listeners,
nah.
Right? Nice.
Just a few for everyone.
Can't go that far.
Rice Krispie treats.
Is this like a t-shirt thing? It up.
Oh. All right. Yeah, if you guys, there's the Rice Krispie treats.
I'm going to throw some more in.
And they were a magical moment by Disney, so there you go. You all already got something for free here.
Sweet.
from Disney.
Didn't know that was coming.
No, that was very nice. I think it's time for, what do you think, Mike? Jiffy Pop first or s'mores?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's tough.
What do you think? Jiffy Pop or s'mores?
S'mores take a little longer to make, so.
You want to do the Jiffy Pop?
Jiffy Pop, Jiffy Pop
All right.
is a great
Well, our grill guys are going to, John and Neil are going to try the Jiffy Pop. So we'll see how that goes.
Love it.
We have the now. You know, I remember last year, Mike. We got Jiffy Pop. Mike's busy. We got Jiffy Pop last year, and you know, it's been years. I mean, when was the last time anyone really had Jiffy Pop? He said, "Oh, isn't that cool? We used to have Jiffy Pop as a kid."
As a kid.
And then you start doing it, and you realize why you don't have Jiffy Pop anymore because it takes 20 minutes to make popcorn.
Because our arm got so tired from shaking
you
it.
You have to move it all around.
Week.
Yeah, to keep moving it.
Last year.
Actually, these guys are blocking my heat now.
I know. What happened to the heat?
So, yeah, basically, in order to make Jiffy Pop, it's the popcorn you make on a grill, or you're not supposed to make it on a grill, on a stove. And you just shimmy it around constantly.
Let me know when it starts popping if I can bring the mic over.
And then what's it called? Pops. And then eventually it's popping. It takes like 20 minutes. And it's like,
it took a while.
Yeah.
And you got to keep it moving the whole 20 minutes. So it's a good workout. So this is aerobics.
Let's get the cardboard off, Neil.
Yeah, the cardboard comes off, I think.
Cardboard, I think, comes off.
Yeah, because it's got to pop out. So,
okay, we're having lessons on how to make popcorn.
Yeah.
Fred.
Are we sure? Read the instructions.
We grow it.
So, now, you know, I mentioned before that we're not the only ones camping. I think we'll talk to some of the campers that are over here. Now, joining me is Fred Hazelton, master statistician for the unofficial guide and touringplans.com. Welcome, Fred.
Hi, everybody.
So now, Fred, you're camping. You're a camper.
I heard it
before.
Was tent fest. So tent camping.
Thank you, Fred.
Kind of goes together.
Exactly. Now you have
it's called Wilderness Lodge Fest.
Oh,
or
snap!
Wilderness Fest.
See that?
Spa Fest.
Well, so that would be fun, actually. Spa Fest. Yeah.
So now, what's your? Do you have any strategies for tonight for staying warm in Mr. Canada? I mean, this is probably like balmy for you. You know, 40s. That's shorts.
Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe a hot tub from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And then
should,
snuggle
right?
Henry from 5 to 7:30.
Snuggle with Henry.
Just
nice.
Wait for the sun to come up. That's all you can do.
You're camping with Len?
That's right.
is Henry over
there?
Is?
There, I know.
No, Fred.
The snuggle with Henry meet.
You're camping with Henry and Len.
Yes.
How many tents do you have?
Two.
And I think we have your sleeping bags also.
Oh, good to know. So far, we have one sleeping bag.
Yeah, so yeah, we've got yours.
That's good to know.
But now you've camped before?
Yes. In fact, leading up to this, I actually camped in Las Vegas during our unofficial guide to Las Vegas research trip 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So I'm ready to go.
There.
What is happening here?
This is we're at Fort Wilderness. It's appropriate wear, wouldn't you say? But anyway, they're roasting a peep over the grill as well. But anyway, and Len's coming in later. And
that's right.
You already set up his tent, though?
I did, yeah, just for practice. I think I'll take it down.
Take it down.
And then hide it in the woods and watch him put it up when he gets here at midnight.
Absolutely. Nice. All right, it's good to have you aboard, Fred. Thanks
very
much.
Good to be here. Be fun.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Who else is camping? John. Also joining us is John.
Yes.
From Chicago. How are you, John?
Good, Matt.
Now, John, you camped already. You camped last night.
I did not camp. Went to Pop.
Oh, you're a Pop. I don't want you on camp. I'm sorry. And you've been working the grill?
Yeah, Neil's doing the Jiffy Pop right now. And we did the dogs. We burnt the black one for Katie. She had to have it like practically like a charcoal briquette.
That's right.
And I think she was okay. She was happy with it.
Good. Good.
It was good.
Good. Yeah, so now we're just a live show going on. And so far, I think, so how is it going so far for Tent Fest? I mean, in terms of what you expected.
It's great. There's a ton of people here. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's great, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah, so it's nice being
here. It's great. It's great you guys brought the food.
Yeah.
Happy to cook it.
Yeah, we had a barbecue and we had some burgers and hot dogs, and it was a lot of fun, I think. Yeah. So, and you know, there's lots of other people camping here also, and it's nice that, I mean, you guys have been here since what time? What time did you get over to our thing? About 2?
Yeah, maybe about 2 o'clock.
2
yeah.
o'clock, yeah.
About 2 o'clock. And there's way more people here now than there were before. It's great.
Yeah, that's right. More people. It's great. It's great that there were so many people over here. And only got yelled at because my car's on the lawn, so that's all right.
And I think there's going to be a mass migration to Epcot after this.
Yes, we're all going to head over there. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, John.
Okay, Matt, thanks.
And, like I said, we're going to Epcot after this. And I'm trying to think of some of the other things that people brought. Is it popping yet?
Not yet.
No, okay.
Oh, we're good, though.
there's a lot of different desserts that people brought, and we haven't even hit any of it. I mean, other than the Rice Krispie treats that Disney brought, which is very nice. But there's brown, there's peach bread, there's peanut butter cups. Trying to think of the other things that were people have brought, because there's so much stuff on that table over there. But it's nice if everyone. Some people brought some little dishes and things like that. It's always nice. Coats,
beds, hats.
Yeah, someone just drove around in a golf cart. And what's interesting is that you pay whatever you pay to stay here, but the golf carts are
the cost of the lot.
Yeah, it's $60 a day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You can stay at a deluxe property.
I mean, you combine how much you're paying per night for your place and then
internet
and the golf cart. I mean, that's it's a lot of money right there.
But we could have had some pretty cool races that we all got in golf
carts. That's true, Mike. I think we underestimated the golf cart race over here. Can you imagine, starting over here and, the great golf cart race around? It'd be great. I mean, we could put, at least I would say probably three, in a row over there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And just racing around the thing. And I'm sure someone will end up, in the swamp or something. It would have been fun.
No, the swamp's in the middle of the lot.
You paint, race NASCAR numbers on the side of them. And it'd be great. We got one pop. Wait.
One down,
$4.99
to go.
It's popcorn.
You want to try it?
Hey, hold on. The popcorn's very interesting. Hang on. This is huge radio right here. Popcorn popping. This is better than YouTube.
There's so much excitement on this podcast.
Wow. Here we go. Jiffy Pop.
I'm impressed.
Gentlemen.
Oh, let me taste the Jiffy Pop.
It's all about the popcorn.
Oh, it's good.
Oops, oh, it's good.
Oh, yum. Crunch, crunch on the mic, yeah?
Pass popcorn over there. That whole side never gets any food.
Mike. Oh, yum. They said they didn't want any. I hope those of you at home that are camping with us have made your popcorn. You put it in the microwave, it was faster than ours.
Yeah, so the Jiffy Pop is being passed around.
Yum.
It's good.
Wow.
No doubt. I'm so excited over popcorn.
I know, right? And then we also got the s'mores coming up over here.
I haven't had s'mores since I was probably 8.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, s'mores, if there's one person who's been attached for s'mores, it's been Katie.
It's a Wolfpack thing.
God.
Hey, BFF.
Hi. So, I'm bringing you on because we're about to get the s'mores going, and for some reason you got it, designated the s'mores lady.
Yeah.
Now, how did that happen? Do you remember?
Most likely you.
That's usually how things are. Right. He assigns jobs to certain people.
I know, right.
Like grilling.
Yes, do that.
You do this, you do that, you s'mores girl.
That's right. So now you went to the store and picked up...
Target.
Oh, okay. Anything, are you excited for the s'mores, though?
I'm not really.
No?
I don't really like s'mores.
So how did you get s'mores, girl? Your brutal honesty is appreciated.
What am I excited for? S'mores, okay. Yeah, extra magic hour.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Go. Thank you for bringing the s'mores stuff.
Anytime.
And John, are we ready for the s'mores, I think?
It's getting there.
It's getting there? All right, another minute or two?
All right. Layered,
good.
Yes. Good.
What's that? Yeah, want to try to scope him?
Let me see if he's still there.
Grab your stick.
Yeah, everyone's got to. Yeah,
there's a tree with no leaves.
Yeah, Newell, the line of the day from Annette this year was we're new s'mores.
Yes.
And Annette goes, well, where are we going to get sticks from?
Nobody brought any sticks.
We're in the middle of the forest. Nobody brought any s'mores.
Okay, just wait a minute.
Really?
For the record.
Here we go.
For the record.
The defense is always brilliant here.
We're on the pet loop. No. Don't pick your sticks up off the ground.
Okay,
get off the tree.
Plenty.
Oh. No. All right, Mike, are you here? Mike Scopa from allears.net is here. And Mike, how's your trip been so far?
It's been cold.
It's been cold.
It's been, let me see, pretty interesting. It's interesting because I've been here the last two or three weeks off and on, and I'm seeing a gradual, I saw a gradual change in Epcot as they prepared for the Flower and Garden. So that was kind of interesting to see, and also how everyone is coping with the cold weather down here.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, we got a, I was showing you earlier before that guy from Utah who sent us all that great stuff. And he has a question for you. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Right, he says, I have a question for Mike Scopa. My wife and I met you and Matt at the marathon meet at Magic Kingdom in January. You were going to relay an additional story regarding the Sip and Snack episode. At the time, I hadn't completed that episode, so you withheld the story. I have now completed that episode. Can you remember the rest and tell it to me now? Do you remember that occurrence, Mike? It was a guy who you're talking about Sip and Snack at the marathon meet at the Magic Kingdom, and he said, "Don't tell me because I haven't heard it yet."
I didn't want to spoil the ending to him, and I think what I was going to talk about was the Annette Caper in China.
Ah,
the Annette Caper.
Annette Caper.
The Annette Caper. And then I was going to talk about.
That's not fair.
I was going to talk about the Sculpa Caper and then the Becky Caper. I think what it was, Matt, was that I didn't want to spoil the rest of the show for him.
Why are we picking on the two that can't hear the story?
I know.
Yeah, they're not respecting you, Mike. But all right. Well, thanks for sharing that. And now tomorrow, Mike, is the team challenge. What's your strategy for tomorrow, Mike?
My strategy is not to get hurt.
So you're gonna look for young virile team members to take up the slack and keep you going. Then it sounds like.
I think it's going to be. It's going to be brains over brawn tomorrow.
All right, fair enough. Now, would you agree with me? What do you think about Len's chances? Because I'm thinking Len's got like ADD, and he'll just give up on this because there'll be like something shiny going on in somewhere else in Epcot, and it'll just, you know, like Henry will send him a text message and be like, "Oh my God, Len, there's a new turnstile," and that's it. What do you think? Do you agree with me, or do you think he's going to be like really focused on this?
I think Len's going to have a tough time focusing on anything. He seems to be. He used to be a poster boy for caffeine or something. So I think he may tend to be a little overactive tomorrow, and he may overshoot his target, I think.
Okay. All right. Also joining us now, we have another camper, Brian Ripper of the All About the Mouse podcast. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. And we have Scopa on the line also.
Oh, hey, Scopa. Well, I obviously can't hear him, but what's up, Scopa?
Hey, Brian.
I know.
He says happy birthday and dropped in.
Oh, he did not.
He's such a mean old man. I mean, just.
Oh, there we go. I got the headphones on.
Right. Okay, so now you can hear Mike.
Now you can talk to Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Brian, don't listen to Hotchberg, will you?
No, I never do.
Now, Brian, you're camping here.
I don't do either. Even when I'm recording with him, I don't listen to him.
Yeah, I know that. And that's when they always go to you, and it's like, Mike? Mike? Where's Mike? Did he fall asleep?
So now, Brian, you're camping here at Fort Wilderness, and this is you've camped before, I take it.
When I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I saw you put the tent up.
Yeah, you're putting your tent up, but it wasn't exactly you putting the tent up.
No, I had.
It always takes a woman, guys. Always.
Who put your tent up?
I am not ashamed to say. Actually, my wife, Amy, put the tent up with a good friend of ours, Virginia. Oh,
wait a minute. Ask Matt who put his tent up, please.
Matt, who did put your tent up?
Annette and my wife.
Well,
we're smart men.
I am not ashamed. They did a great job. I got inside. I looked at it. I said, "Wow, I'm really looking forward to sleeping in this thing tonight."
And where's the heat?
Yeah. As long as right now it's actually I kind of like this. As a Floridian, I know what it's going to be like in June. This is good. It's probably a comfortable. I don't know what probably about 50 degrees, somewhere around there. As long as it doesn't get too colder, which I'm sure it will. But yeah. This is nice.
I was telling Annette later before, when we first started the show, that she's like, "Oh, it's cold." I said, "You'll be killing for this temperature later tonight."
Oh my goodness! August, yeah. I mean, we were here in October and watching Spectrum Magic out there on Main Street, and it was brutal. I mean, just the humidity is what does it.
Yeah. Okay, if we were at this campsite in August, we'd be at Mosquitoville.
Yeah, that's true. With the swamp.
Yeah, exactly. So, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Well, I think, it's nice. It's be nice when it's cold out to go sleep in it. You know what I mean? It'll be much better than if it was warm out. So you're right about that.
Right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Absolutely. And those of you guys in the RV will probably have no idea what we're talking about tonight.
Nope.
But
cold's a four-letter word.
I should go put the heat on.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that power plug?
And I heard
something. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah.
I heard something about Lynn bringing space heaters, so I hope he doesn't burn down Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, right?
That's great.
Yeah, that's cheatery, too, I think.
Heaters, cheatery?
Air mattresses,
not cheating.
Yes, I do.
I think it's funny that the person in the RV is going to complain about the person sleeping on the ground on an air mattress.
Annette is not cheating. She would only be cheating if this was her very first time. She roughed it last year.
She's cheating.
I'm loving April.
I put in my request for May for next year. So just so you know, I told Becky, can you do it in May? That would be great.
She turned it down. So if she's going to be martyr, then, you know. Yeah.
Is Mike still there?
Yeah, Mike, you still here?
Yeah.
Wake up, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are. All right. Now, Mike, you're staying at Scopa Towers this trip, right?
Yes, I am.
And how are you enjoying?
First time in almost a year. I've stayed in 7 different resorts since last year, so this is like a homecoming for me.
Yeah, I guess we got to figure out who's going to do the first s'more. I guess you guys got to rustle up. We have all the stuff. You just need a stick. So I guess you got to rustle up a. Yeah, Mike, we're going to let you go. Appreciate it, but I know you got to take an early night for your race and everything. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow.
Good luck. I'll be watching. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, let's try some calls now. 407-278-5939.
I just want to mention something, Matt, really quickly. You ever get the feeling looking back in the swamp behind you that a speeder is going to come rising out of it anytime soon?
A what?
Star Wars reference. Just, yes.
Never mind.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah. Yeah. 407-278-5939 is our number if you'd like to call in. There's even more people coming here now, which is pretty cool, and you know, everyone just relaxing, having some drinks and some.
I can't see. It's getting dark. It's hard to find people.
Yeah,
but it is lighter than it was last year when we were like looking at the
lamps on the table are an added feature, which is great. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Very nice.
It's just hard to see past them.
I know. I can't see anybody else.
We're on a spotlight. We can't see.
Now, who else is camping here? Camping? Who's camping?
Campers.
Who's camping?
We need a camper.
Who's camping?
Crazy people.
John. Jonathan, come over here. We have another camper. Jonathan Grant.
Shane's camping.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Great. Now, this is your first night camping here, this trip, right?
Yeah, it's my first time camping at Fort Wilderness.
Okay, so you camped before.
Yeah, I've done lots of camping, but never at Disney. I'm excited about it.
What about in temperatures like this where you're going to get down to the low 40s?
Yeah, I went up into the mountains quite a bit, but never in Florida. So it's kind of exciting for me.
Normal weather.
So are you excited about it? I mean, is this like depressing to you that it's going to be this cold, or are you okay with it?
I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I love camping in the cold.
Any tips for camping in the cold?
You got to have the right sleeping bag.
Okay, well, it's too late now. But
at this point, it's too late.
Sorry about that.
Now, how many nights are you camping?
I'm actually here for 2 nights because I thought this was going to be a 2-night thing.
Sorry.
But I was mistaken.
Oh, well, oops.
Well, wait, Newell will be here.
Newell's here.
Oh, all right.
So go knock on his door at 8 a.m. No
you get cold, knock on the RV.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, and you're obviously in a tent.
Yep.
Camping by yourself?
Yeah. My wife, Sammy, was supposed to be here, but she's got wedding dress shopping to do with her best friend, so...
I was about to say, your wife is... Yeah. Maybe that's a sign. Take a hint. That's great, though. So, camping out here. What do you think of Fort Wilderness so far, as a camper who's camped other places?
I like it. I like it a lot. Got a lot of different, atmosphere with the swamp right behind us.
The swamp.
Yeah. Yeah. At least it's cold enough there won't be any mosquitoes. But
yeah, that's true. You don't
I like
worry
it a lot.
You,
I mean, you'd never know that you were right next to one of the biggest theme parks in the world.
Yeah, it was great. We were here earlier today, and you could hear the Richard Petty driving experience. You can hear the cars going by and the Magic Kingdom steam train whistle. So it's kind of cool that you're right. You feel like you're not in Disney World per se, but you are so close.
And, yeah, yeah.
Until you hear the raceway.
Yeah, until you hear the raceway.
That'll be fun in the morning.
Or the train.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by, Jonathan. We'll see you around, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You coming to Epcot after this?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
I am there.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See ya. What? Makeup?
I'm going to make s'mores.
Oh, s'mores.
I'm going to make s'mores.
All right, Ned is going to make s'mores. No, why don't you use like a stick?
Wow, that's
that's
a
little.
Object.
It's a little dark for Annette to be walking around with that thing in her hand.
Yeah,
I'm
say so. It's a little dangerous. From
I know, right?
Wow.
Why do you think I'm standing here? It's warm by the fire, so that's why.
Do we have a number to Reedy Creek in case Annette, you know, stabs somebody with that?
I think we do, actually,
good,
just
we
in
need
case.
It.
Any calls yet, Mike? 407?
No.
407-278-5939. I know someone from the campsite's going to call.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Janine. I can't hear you guys.
Woo-hoo. You sound great. I'm 2 feet away.
Yeah. I love you guys. You guys are so great. I can't.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Oh, wow. Can I get a t-shirt with that on, just, you know, for the heck of it?
Right. Baba Booey.
Has anyone done the, no one's, I guess people are still getting their sticks.
Random comments. Oh, that's warm. People get out of the way, you can kind of feel the radiant heat from that.
Wow. So, I don't, Nat has her, now Nat is using tongs like you use to pick up like a burger or a hot dog or something like that as,
no,
it's not a stick, no.
That's not a stick.
That's all stick. This is a stick.
Camping outside.
Heck yeah.
Aren't you glad we're in an RV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me and Becky are doing our own show.
Yeah, really. Well, we have Dancing Chocolate going on over there, so we just
can't. Dancing Chocolate. Sounds like a good song.
Katie.
Put some Dancing Chocolate.
You don't like s'mores at all, but you know how to make it?
Yeah, there's chocolate. Of course I like it.
Oh,
I'm a girl.
All right. I was misled.
I mean, they're not my favorite.
Demanding.
Wow.
Oh, someone made those brownies.
Brownies. I'm gonna wait.
I'm gonna wait.
Okay, we're gonna have our own show. So
yeah,
how is that RV?
Not for nothing. It's getting rather chilly.
You know, it actually is. So this is gonna be great. I'm
sitting
so
here.
Glad.
I'm a little chilled.
Well, you're in shorts too.
Well,
so
but still,
I'm getting to the point where I would like a jacket right about now.
Yeah.
The sun is down.
Because he's got the headphones.
Yeah, I know, but he's just gonna laugh for a minute. But the sun is down and the wind is starting to blow through. So
there is a breeze.
Yeah.
There wasn't any all day.
You think those tents are gonna hold up to the
really
coolest?
I really don't care.
Well. You know,
that's not my concern.
You did turn on the heat, right? Just to make sure.
No, I didn't. No, but I should.
You know, let's tell people though that there are services that you can get an RV.
Doesn't everyone like burnt marshmallows?
Of course.
Start them on fire and then you blow them out.
We're talking.
That's
here.
Right.
I know. He's not even making it right.
Cares.
So you and I are just gonna have our conversation.
Yes. I'll just shut him down. There we go.
There we go. Perfect.
Yes.
So there is a service where you can rent an RV,
right.
Have it delivered here,
hooked
not
up.
Have to worry about hooking it up. That was amazing, wasn't it?
We didn't lift a finger.
I know.
And it was great.
Didn't we sweat just a little bit just to, you know, make it look good, right?
Well, you know, climbing the bags inside was a little
daunting. But, you know, the interesting thing, though, is what was really impressive is they told us when we're ready to check out.
Just leave.
All we have to do is take our own stuff, pack it up, put it in our car. Leave the keys.
And
they come and get it.
That was really cool.
That's a great service around here. Absolutely.
I totally agree.
And it's warm.
Matt's back.
And it's got heat. This is going to rock.
No one's calling.
And
I want to also mention, of course, we want to thank the sponsor of this live show, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, for our live show tonight. And thank you for providing some things that weren't necessary.
You're very welcome.
And some other things, but thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I love doing this event. And if we do it again next year...
Tents.
Can we do it in May? Just, you know.
Oh, we are first s'more.
Oh, we have a call.
We have a call. It's Kim from Maryland. Click, Mike.
There we go.
Hey, Kim from Maryland.
Hey, guys. I'm calling you from Tent Fest. Are you here?
Yes, we can hear you. Wait, is she like here?
Oh, you are.
Is she in my car?
I'm standing here in this silly case delay.
Oh, right on.
All right, she called the right from over here.
Okay, now I am getting confused.
She's 2 feet away. There's a delay.
Yeah, there's a delay from, standing 2 feet away.
It's like the Matrix.
Very nice. Thank you for calling into the show, Kim.
Hi, everyone.
Very nice.
That call cost her $8. Just
some kind of live show, Kim. You don't have to call in.
How's the s'more?
They're awesome. They're very good, yeah.
They're great.
Did you burn them?
Katie made them, and I have the first official s'more, so they're awesome.
Does that mean they're burned? Are they burned? Katie made them.
Yeah. Pass on that buck.
How do you burn a s'more?
The marshmallow has to be on fire. That's how you know it's ready.
I guess.
Right?
I'm a s'more rookie. I'm the type of person that grabbed the chocolate and ran. I really didn't care about the marshmallow part. And sometimes the graham cracker was kind of good. But the marshmallow, nah.
It was actually interesting was when we checked in, and this is the fact, so I'm not telling any like dark secret here. What's kind of interesting is that you can actually put up to 10 people on your campsite.
Really?
10 people on your campsite.
Oh, we're overdone here.
I would say we're, let's see, 10 times. How many do we have?
Well, I mean, they'll give you 10 room keys, and it's the same price.
Wow.
So theoretically, I mean, you can get a campsite over here, you know, 10 people and 10 room keys. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, that you can do it because obviously you go to like, you go to All Star or Pop Century. I mean, what is it? How many, they start charging you after, per adult, like right. What, after like 3 or 2 or 4?
Darn good question.
No more than 4.
Well, only 4 fit into those rooms. Yeah. And of course, you get 5 in the others. So this is a good value. It would definitely be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was really interesting to see that. Anyway, I learned something about Fort Wilderness on this trip.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was. I thought it was 6. So of course that kind of surprised me as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a crowd.
Oh, Annette's nice. Got her first s'more,
and it's like shoved into her mouth right now. That's nice.
You know, and if you're really cold, you have a zipper on your jacket. You might consider closing that.
I'm gonna make it s'mores. I'm very warm now. Fill the coat.
Oh, very warm.
I'm warm.
Yeah, with the sun going down, it is a little bit chilly now.
Oh, did you say that?
No.
Did you really say it's a little chilly?
Yeah, because the sun has gone down and the wind is blowing a little bit.
I have not said I'm cold. I'm actually very warm. Feel my arm.
You're
on fire. Annette, what do you think about making a s'more with a peep instead of the marshmallow?
That sounds like animal cruelty.
No doubt.
You know,
you're asking
easy for
this
them.
From a person who couldn't find a stick in the woods. There's no sticks here, Fez. In the woods, there's no sticks.
Nice. I found a metal.
You found the metal, yes.
Metal fork. Yes. Don't mess with me.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for someone to come out with blood.
So I'm like, you know, in the woods here, I'm surprised we haven't made any Monty Python jokes yet. Like we see a rabbit.
Look at the teeth. Well, last year we had that lizard tree. And this year we have Crocodile Swamp. Brook, yeah.
Wow, it's on fire. Nice.
It's the Statue of Liberty.
It's the Statue of Liberty.
give me peeps or give me death. Send me your
burn the site down.
Nice.
Send me your burned marshmallows.
We knew someone from North Carolina was going to do it. We just didn't think it would be. We thought it would have been
you.
Kiss my grits, man.
You got to call Mike.
Oh.
Well, when we put the heater in the tent, we'll see what happens.
Hi, caller. You're on the line.
Hi, this is Kristen from Boston.
Hey, Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. How is your home edition of Tent Fest going?
Oh, it's great. I think it's hysterical that you all have 911 in your campsite number.
That's right. Our campsite is 911.
Yeah, first thing we noticed.
Yeah. So now...
And I'm enjoying the swaying of Matt. He's just swaying back and forth. How much has he had to drink?
I know, my feet hurt, so I'm just swaying back and forth, you know, standing. It's a thing.
You should wear heels.
Yeah, I should have brought heels.
I'm having fun watching all of you, and I say go Team Kim.
Team Kim.
Team Kim.
You got to vote for Team Kim. Kim. Team Kim is probably Team Matt, so that's there. You go. Vote for Team Matt.
Have a great night, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
So now April's actually roasting a peep on the... hey, guys, there's s'mores, so come get s'mores and stuff and make...
Peeps.
Yeah, with peeps.
Peep s'mores.
More s'mores.
More s'mores. Here. There's like another whole show going on.
I know, right? So, we're... Len will be coming in a little bit later tonight. He was in Charlotte last I heard, and then he's flying in. I'm probably going to meet him in Epcot, and then he will... I guess he's... The guy's already set up his tent, I think.
His tent is up.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Who's that, Len?
Yeah, Len.
How do you get someone else to set up your tent? Oh, then Marissa and Annette said it to yours. So.
Yeah.
Look on my eyes. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Also, actually, when you think about it, not one of us on the show set up their own tent.
Wait a minute.
With the exception...
You got to call...
With the exception of Annette, John from New Jersey.
John from New Jersey on line one. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you?
Yeah. I'm just calling to say hi. I'm sitting here in New Jersey realizing I should have gotten on a plane.
See? I mean, this is a lot. I mean, absolutely, we're having a great time over here. And, you know, it's what I like about it is that, you know, we have all these listeners who are coming to join us. And it's makes it for a lot more fun because, you know, it's not just us sitting here and, you know, looking at each other and whatever. And it's we've had a great time so far this afternoon. We're looking forward to, you know, riding some rides together at Epcot. And, you know, this whole weekend's going to be a pretty pretty fun thing. So it's too bad you can't make it down here, John. But it's not like at least it's not 70 degrees, so we can't rub that in your face. Well, John, what you should do is you should just go camping in your living room. You know, just put up the tent.
Tent Fest at home.
Yeah, Tent Fest at home.
Jiffy Pop.
There you go. Cool. Thanks for checking in, John. We appreciate it.
Yep. Hey, you have a great time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John. This is John from New Jersey. And, yeah, the, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, it's not funny. It's really cool how we have everyone over here. And I see, you know, We have lights on the tents that Mike set up the light rope, and
actually it's nice.
Yeah, it does look nice.
Somebody decorated for us. Who did that?
Yeah, but it's really interesting how dark it gets. I forget how dark it really gets here.
It gets dark
that was
fast.
Very quick.
Yeah.
When we started the show, there was plenty of daylight out. Everyone could see everybody. Now it's like thank God you have these lamps over here. Otherwise, it would just be Janine with the light.
Yes.
Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right, Mike's turning off the lights.
Wow.
Yeah, you really can't see anybody.
This was last year.
This was last year.
Now, the funny thing is we're talking about how nice this is, and people that came here to camp are going, man, that's a loud rowdy bunch. What happened to the peaceful campsite?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that we have everyone who's camping here, we're all in a line in the loop over here, which is really nice. So we have a couple people across from us, and then we have just down the line over here. And it's kind of cool that you just know everyone. I know, who has the mailbox?
Who did have the mailbox?
The mailbox?
Yeah.
Somebody has a mailbox.
John,
that says Tent Fest.
Who's got the mailbox?
What, a real mailbox?
They brought the mailbox.
Yeah, the mailbox says Tent Fest on it.
See that?
Yeah, it's like three
dots
up.
You can see it now. It's in the dark.
I don't know who it is.
Wow. I had
no idea. I tweeted it out earlier, but someone has they brought a mailbox, and, you know, I kind of joked that we'd have, like, you know, one dirt lane or whatever. And they had, you know, someone actually brought one, and they put, like, you know, the Smiths or whatever. And on the other side, it says, you know, Ted Fest 2010 or something like that. It's kind of funny. We should put all our garbage in there in the mailbox.
Oh, my God.
Well,
it's awful.
All the leftover food that we don't want.
Milk
like,
and peeps.
Yeah, the
milk
peeps.
And peeps.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
There it is. That is hysterical. It's on a little stand.
It's right across from the comfort station. So everybody go in the comfort station seeing it.
I don't need to. I go right in the RV.
Yeah. Because somebody's cheating. Just saying.
Just saying. 407-278-5939 is
our...
Oh,
there you go. April has it right. Say that again.
Newell and Becky are deluxe. Annette's moderate. And for his first time, Matt is a value. Oh,
this is the second time.
You camped last time?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just a glutton for punish?
it's an experience. I tell people all the time, I say, why do you want to do it? And I tell people, well, if I was doing it by myself, I would never do it because it would be stupid. Who would want to go do this by themselves?
I would
but,
never do this.
But you have it with you. You know everyone that's over here, and you run into these people, and I think it's more interesting as a group, and it's, you know.
So who's camping for the first time out of you all? No one?
No, us four, we did it all last year.
Lynn wasn't with us last year.
That's true.
He's camped before.
Lynn has camped here before. Yeah, he camped here in
although
Reunion.
I don't know if a reunion counted because he got here and probably slept in his car for 2 hours. And
yeah, same thing.
Scopa camped probably in when the pilgrims came over. You know, they had nowhere to stay, so he camped then.
That wasn't called camping. That was called surviving.
He was still there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, you don't have to get away from the British, and, you know, he needs freedom. And
let's go to the Spar.
The Spar. Oh, that's funny. I don't know what we're doing with all this food. Like,
last year, we ate it for breakfast the next day.
That's true.
I was just here.
Yeah, these burgers are going to be out here, and it's just...
No, I'm not eating a burger.
I mean, you got burgers, peeps,
wherever
buns.
The peach bread is, if it stays here, it's so in my tent.
Peep on the burger.
With ketchup.
Oh, God. That would be like a good goof. Like, who would eat like peep on burger?
With Fred.
Fred.
With hot sauce. See, Fred, we're thinking of you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. You know, basically what we're doing right now is what we've basically been doing since we got here to Fort Wilderness is just hanging out and relaxing. And, you know, we had dinner and now people are having some s'mores and most people are just actually sitting by the fire just to
stay warm.
Get it. That's right. Oh. But you know what's funny, Mike, is people brought us so much stuff in terms of like food and everything. We told people don't bring anything, and we had
there were brownies. I didn't even know were here.
Yeah, no, the brownies and someone made, Glenn made the Chick-fil-A run earlier today.
That was excellent.
Andy made.
Actually, you know, I want to pass the mic to Mike, please, because I want you to talk to the person to your right, because you're our friend of the show, Mindy, brought her sister over here.
Oh.
And she got dragged. I'm interested not to hearing what. I don't care what Mindy has to say. I'm actually interested in what Autumn has to say.
Get out of the way, then, Mindy.
We got to wake up Autumn.
She's on a sugar rush. You have to understand. She's had.
Even better. Even better. Good. We got him.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. We got to call. We got to call Mike. Hold on.
Hold on,
Autumn. Hold that thought.
Have some more brownies.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Alyssa from Fishers, Indiana.
Hey, Alyssa from Indiana. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're having a lot of fun over here. Are you guys enjoying the show as bad as it is?
Yeah, it's really great. You guys could pipe in a little bit of the campfire smell, and it would make it even better.
Right now, it's the smell of burning s'mores and... Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
No, they're making s'mores over here. It's really nice, and probably about the same temperature as Indiana, so you're not missing out on too much.
That's
probably pretty true.
How long have you been? Did you just tune into the live show now, or were you watching some of the video before?
Watching some of the video before, and actually, it's really, you guys are really funny. So
okay, we try.
Yeah.
Often we come off as stupid, but go ahead.
I have a quick story for you about. Or Fort Wilderness, if you guys are there.
Yeah.
I have always looked a little younger than I am, and went down to there and helping Manny with kids and driving around a golf cart around the resort, and I hear behind me a cast member waving at me and saying, "Pull over, pull over." And I look at the kid sitting next to me, and she's like 7. And so we pulled over, and the cast member came up to me and said, "You have to be at least 13 to drive this golf cart." And I said, "Ma'am, I'm 16 and have my driver's license." So that happened at least twice on the trip where we got pulled over for me driving.
What do they do? Like make the police sirens out? Woo, 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 woo.
Little golf car with lights.
And she had a really great accent, so we just laughed at her. And nice.
She had an accent, so we laughed at her.
Yeah, beat it.
Not you.
Oh, no. All I heard is somebody had an accent, and they got laughed at.
You guys have a great time.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So I wanted to talk to Autumn, like, because Autumn is Mindy, who listens to the show. So Mindy knows everything about the show. She kind of, you know, Ted Fest.
So she don't
what's
count.
Going on. But she dragged her sister along.
I wouldn't consider that dragging someone
to Disney World. I mean, she, you know, wants to go to Disney World. But you spent the afternoon with a bunch of internet nerds, you know.
He hasn't fallen asleep yet.
You know, eating food and not doing.
Cotton candy.
He's having a good time.
What?
You've had a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this what you... I mean, what did you expect when your sister said, okay, we're not going to go ride anything. We're just going to go stay at Fort Wilderness.
Sit in the dirt.
And sit and kind of like hang out with these people that I don't really know and never met before.
We've met her before. Well, we met her at Magic Meet.
You know, right.
I don't know exactly what I was expecting. I don't...
Just... But you're having a good time.
She still doesn't know what's going on.
Just... I didn't expect so many people, actually.
Yeah. Oh, so she told you that we're not popular?
No. I just didn't know that there was going to be a lot of people.
Okay. Unexpected surprise. Good. Now, you've been sampling all the desserts, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So what's the best one?
My kind of girl.
Probably the brownies. The
brownies.
Oh, and I haven't
now, have you tried
those
the s'mores?
Yet.
They're
right here. No, I haven't had any.
Oh, so wait.
There are s'mores.
S'mores, you know?
We need a s'mores. The only dessert she hasn't had is a s'mores.
You want a peep s'more or a regular s'more?
We need a s'mores.
S'mores? Oh, you know,
okay, s'mores is coming.
Nice.
That's too funny.
Oh, brownie.
Since who made the brownies?
Brenda.
Brenda made them. Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, very
how
good.
Much? Borat. You didn't see Borat, Annette?
No.
Oh,
clearly. You never saw Jaws, so.
I saw Jaws?
Why would you watch that?
What, Jaws?
If you're going to the ocean, why would you do that?
Have you seen Jaws?
No.
What?
Oh, my God. Janine is off the hook. Annette is the new... Where's Glenn?
Glenn's over there.
Annette never saw Jaws. Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of it, but why would you... Why?
Okay, I'm leaving.
Because you have to. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, it's an American movie classic.
You'd never go in the ocean.
Plus, how many jokes have you missed out on in your life, and you probably just said, because, you know, you didn't get it. You know, like, I
do that a lot.
You know, like, when you're on a boat and somebody says, we need a bigger boat. It actually comes from Jaws.
I didn't realize that was a joke.
Or I'm not going to, we're not going to stand here and have a little boy's guts be spilled all over this deck. All the other great lines from the movie.
Does this surprise you?
Truthfully, no.
On the ship, everybody was upset because I'd never seen that Christmas movie thing either.
Yeah, you never saw Christmas Story.
I only saw it for the first time this year. I was in that boat with you, too.
Well, there you go. We were in a boat together.
And we probably need a bigger one because we were the only two.
I had only seen the part where he sticks his tongue on this pole and I went, why? This is stupid and turned the channel.
This is stupid. 407-278-5939 is our phone number here. And
it's a rowdy crowd behind us.
Yeah, no, it's the s'mores crowd.
Rowdy s'mores crowd.
I love how you look across and you see shadows of people walking, but you have no clue.
Yeah, it's
they could be coming from the swamp. You just have no idea.
I really hope nobody gets disoriented in the middle of the night when they're leaving their thing. Because you have a lovely swamp behind you. So you guys might want to listen for a splash. Because somebody might have...
Now, when we first got here, we kind of discussed the fact that Lynn will be the first one to try to jump across the swamp.
Yeah, we should have had a contest when it was light out to see who could traverse the swamp without getting wet. You know, to see if you could, like, hop on, like, the different sticks and someone would end up in the swamp, but, you know. Yeah, we're talking about...
broke him. Has everybody seen the gnome?
Yeah, gnomes from last year.
Yes, it's not from last year, because the one from last year got broke with him. Yeah.
The real question isn't, has everybody seen the gnome? Has everybody seen the fish?
Oh, gosh.
The fish is in the RV.
He's singing.
Oh,
in the
RV. Fish. Where's the fish?
I'll go get the fish. Okay. Go get the fish.
You guys, I don't think, if you were here like at 2 o'clock, you would have seen the fish, but he hasn't been out since like 2:30 or so.
It's gotten a little cold for him.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, no, it's getting cold now. Now it's like the temperature's just like dropping.
Yeah, it's chilly.
Oh,
did you turn the heat on?
Wait a minute. It's chilly.
Yeah, the heat's on. It's nice and toasty in there. I poured a little provision for myself, and I think we're doing good. We're going to be
I'm pretty sure our...
I'm fine now.
I'm pretty sure our tent is heated also by the sun.
Oh, that way. Good point.
And wait, here's...
Oh, here's the s'more. Autumn s'more.
Yay, Autumn's got a s'more. All the desserts covered.
Mindy, I hope you weren't planning on sleeping tonight. She'll be like, you'll be guys in bed, and it'll be dark out. You'll be like, so what's going on? What do you want to talk about? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's 2:30. Let's go.
Are you sleeping?
Should we turn the TV on? You click. The TV come on. Light up the whole room. Yeah.
Several people could probably make money on that extra bed in their room.
So we're waiting for the fish to come back over here.
So the fish can sing.
407-278-5939 is our number. And again, you know, most people are just calling just to, you know, say hi and everything. And I know some of you have been watching since the early afternoon.
Okay, and if you're camping at home, call and we want to know about if you're camping at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Where it's nice and toasty warm, because I asked to do that and they wouldn't let me.
No, you have to be here.
I know.
That's right.
Actually, if you take a picture of your at-home tent fest, we're giving away a prize to the best tent setup. Homemade tent setup.
Well, April's coming. April's coming with the fish.
Here's the fish.
407-278-5939. All right, now April brought. Who brought April? Did you bring this?
The fish showed up on my door about a week ago, as a get well present from my surgery last week.
Kim is just so excited.
No, don't say anything. Anyway, if you know what it is, don't say anything. All right, hit the button.
Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all. So give me back the fish. Give me that fish.
And That's from the McDonald's commercial for the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. So if you haven't seen it, this makes no sense to you.
Like, hey, I've seen that one.
Very nice.
And now you can thank Mike for sending this to me for getting this song stuck in every one of your heads.
Yep. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. It's brilliant. I want one for my own house.
Oh, really? I think everyone should email Mike.
I know Mary's listening right now, so she's going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah, you know who,
oh, no.
Mike, you know who should really use it tonight? Is Autumn. I think she should bring it to
the... Yes. Yes. And we set it on censor, so anytime somebody walks past it...
Okay, but she's staying in your tent.
No.
Nothing. We got to call Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Kim from Pittsburgh. Hey, Kim. You're on the
Hi.
Air.
There she is.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
I think it's going to be warmer in Pittsburgh tonight than it is there.
Yes.
Well, no, not really, but...
Close.
Close.
And I have done cold weather camping. I've been doing camping in May north of Pittsburgh, and it's been in the 30s, so...
What, any tips?
Yeah, Annette should hear this. Hold on.
Any advice for camping in the cold?
No, Annette doesn't need
to. Wear a hat.
Wear a hat?
Oh, again, wear a hat when you go to bed.
Perhaps
it's a little late.
Yeah, perhaps we should have asked these questions before.
Well, when it gets really cold, even in August. I've been like piled under piles of blankets on my bed. So
nice.
But I wish I had a picture of my tent.
Are you camping in your house?
I'm not camping in the house. I can't put up the tent in the house. I don't have the room.
Just do like an 8-year-old tent. Just, you know, like put like drapes,
towels
over
towels
the
and sheets.
Yeah, make like a fort and.
my historical recreationist tent won't fit in the house.
Oh, okay. Well, you tried, but you know, not going to fly. But that's okay. We appreciate you checking us out and you know,
and
listening
and
everything.
And
yeah. All right, Kim. Thanks for calling.
You guys have fun.
All right.
Stay warm.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
Bye. Came from Pittsburgh, everybody. What I'm thinking, Mike, is maybe we should wrap things up so we can.
Been a half hour yet.
We got to pack everything up and get so we can be there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to put away, like the fish.
Rephrase that.
You have to put a lot of stuff away.
Oh, good. It's not just me this time.
Yeah. What's what?
Do you see all the lights over there? Do the trees?
I think people just said like decorated.
It's Jason.
Die.
Kill. Blood. Die.
Get her.
Kiss my grits. Let's see how Autumn's doing. Autumn, how you doing?
Pretty good.
So, how long before that sugar rush becomes like the sleep fest?
Yeah. A few hours, maybe.
Few hours. Well, are you still eating?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, Mindy doesn't need to sleep.
She's got the brownies right in front of her.
It, they'll eat it, and then we don't have to...
That's right. Yeah, keep feeding it to Autumn. We don't have to take anything back. Anyway, follow the TentFest Twitter. TentFest.
Matt's so lost control of the show.
Can you imagine Len and Annette on the same team?
No.
It would be an awesome team.
No, this would be the team. Listen to this team. No, Len, Annette... Autumn, and we gotta find someone else, and it would just be team no control. Oh, just like,
team sugar.
I just
rolled a roll against it would so start with a douse of maple syrup, stop by and grab the cappuccino.
Beverly.
They'd end up at
Beverly.
No, I don't like Beverly.
Beverly, huh?
I don't like it either, but we did
15 of them.
I did not do 15 of them.
Oh, that was awful.
They'll end up at like Universal, I think, by the end of things. I mean, they just
they won't even drive; they'll just run. Running down I-4.
Oh god!
Do you do maple syrup?
What?
Maple syrup.
What about it?
Do you like maple syrup?
Obviously, not a listener of the show.
Mindy,
do the bit.
Oh my god!
Do the bit. You lost control. Guess where we're gonna be tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, tonight. Mike,
what are you doing later?
I'm going to Epcot.
Yes, you are.
The Autumn Jacob's maple syrup.
Autumn maple syrup meat. There we go.
Just to finish off the sugar.
We have to. You know what? We'll record that and we'll play that later on.
Corrupting America's youth once more.
She has no idea what she's getting into.
Well, last time we had Scopa doing the Beverly shots with the teenager kid.
Remember the kid? Scope was like, bring it on, kid. The kid bailed out. He bailed.
Yeah.
Scope won?
Yeah.
You were challenging the guy on the and the car.
What's up with us and kids challenging us to these things?
We take out all our aggression on against
you're
kids.
You're right.
Wow. There's got to be something.
Scopa doesn't like them.
I raced them. Come on, kid, let's go.
He took the bait. I mean, it was sitting right there. And he
oh, my gosh.
He tried to play me, that kid. And I called him dealing bluff.
With. Yeah. Pretty yeah. He thought you were going to be like the grandfather, like, oh, you win, son.
And he's like, that old bum beat me.
He's got stories now to tell to the end of time.
Yeah, some old guy tried to beat me, and he beat me.
Yeah, exactly. Every time now that him and his family, when he grows up, he takes his kids, his grandkids, he's going to tell that story.
I hope I didn't, like, scar him.
You might have.
I might have.
No more.
You might have to pay
for it. Meh. Whatever.
Father Bill will be here tomorrow. I'll say penance. I'll go to confession. It'll all be
forgive
done.
Me, Father Price. Yes.
He'll take care of it.
Is that like even that's like a half a Hail Mary, I think.
Yeah. It's not really a real sin. Or
no,
anything.
A quarter. Like, you know. That's like our Father.
Yeah, that's
what's
about
like,
it.
What's the less thing? Hail Mary's the worst, right?
No, our Father is the...
That's the worst?
Not the worst, but it's the
biggie.
Like,
that's like the biggie, yeah. That's like the ace.
Yeah.
Okay, what's like the 10 card?
I never thought of it that way, but I guess... Although I don't think that worked for you so much. So.
I wonder if there's something on TV that we can go, you know, just pop it. Yeah, turn on the heat.
Our Channel 5 doesn't work in there.
No, you know, that is the bad thing. When you just don't have all three TVs working on Channel 5 at the same time.
Yeah, I want to watch Channel 5.
I'm really disappointed now.
Can we change this?
Oh, wow.
Well, we could, you know, go back to the hotel.
Just go to the hotel. You both have room somewhere.
No, I don't have room tonight.
Yeah, but there's heat.
There's heat. But no Channel 5.
You know, and if we get hungry, we can just get up and there's the kitchen right there.
I guess. I can live without Channel 5.
We can open the...
Yeah, okay, so like what happens on Channel 5 that just, you know, you just can't...
Does anyone know how to get to Epcot from here?
Practice, practice, practice.
You have to go to the...
I got my car right there. I'm just going
to
leave.
Yeah,
the bus to the bus.
Yeah, we have to go. Do you go to the outpost, or you go to the, or do you go to the settlement?
I think settlement.
Settlements pick up the bus, right?
Well, who's taking a bus? You taking a bus?
It's more fun to go as a group. No, like last year we took the boat to the Magic Kingdom, obviously. But,
right,
but
we could do. We could take the boat. No, that takes forever.
Yeah, take the DTC. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Those people at home are going, well, that's special. They're talking about their transportation issues. And we're at home.
I'm saying car to the beach club, walk to, you know, International Gateway.
No, you can't park there.
How many buses, can. Though?
I mean, you're staying there.
You can't. Yeah, exactly.
407-278-5939 is our number. And wrapping up our day at Fort Wilderness. Can't believe it's over. It's just the afternoon flew by. It's really amazing what... At more people, really. I just remember last year that it was just the afternoon took forever. Like it was just a long day. You know, what I mean? A slow day.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just, you know, it was
a good day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was warm and it just took forever. It's just, but today it was just like boom.
It flew.
You know.
Yeah.
It was fun. Never a down moment.
It flew because there was so many people here to talk to.
Yeah.
Last year there was only.
That's true.
Yeah, there was only the four or five of us.
And that's the fun of this is that, you know, you're here and you can entertain each other. Or you can go and talk and you move around.
And that's what we did.
And you can't do that in the parks, you know.
Where is Marvin? He was on his way.
Yeah, where is Marvin? Did he make it?
I haven't checked his tweet. He's been tweeting the whole way. Last time I saw him, he was at south of the border. Yeah, last time I saw him.
Mexico
did
way.
He get lost?
No, he's coming down 95.
95. Anyone see him on 95 coming down?
Well, he's got little hands, so he's trying to pitch. And you know he can't. They can't see him too well.
I'm thinking the cars might like blow him away from the road.
That's probably every time a truck goes by, he blows away.
But he's so heavy, though. He's got like 800 pages in him. He's not going anywhere.
That is true.
Well, that's true.
That is true. That is
we
true.
Should have all slept with unofficial guides as our pillows tonight, I think. You know, that would have been appropriate.
I think so.
Swing and a miss. All right.
Abu.
Wow.
Oh, Marvin's here. Whoa, Marvin just made it. Autumn, make room for Marvin.
Oh, we need the webcam. Where's the webcam? Wow. Where's the
oh, my God. Marvin is here.
Marvin came.
Wow.
Matt, you're supposed to... Hi, Matt. It's good to see you, Matt.
Well, it's good to see you, Marvin. How long did it take you to get here?
6 days.
6 days?
Nobody wanted to stop and pick me up.
Well, you've got these little wee legs. I don't... Who drove and didn't pick him up?
I must have drove past him. I didn't see him.
Wow. I have so many questions for you. Mostly about anatomy of you.
I got a lot to say, too.
What, you just got here now?
Just now.
Oh, the webcam. Yeah, Marvin's right here. So, Marvin, how are you enjoying TenFest so far?
Oh, I just got here, so I don't know anything about it.
Wow, Marvin, your voice sure has changed.
Yours were two of you walked for 6 days.
Now, who? Now, you know, you've got Fred Hazelton over here. You've got Henry.
I can't wait to meet them.
Are you camping with them tonight?
Heck yeah.
Did you bring your sleeping bag?
Yes, it's in the car.
What car? You drove?
I took a taxi.
From where?
You got to pay the bill. The guy wants $82.
Fred. Now, you drove. Hold on a second. I had another thought.
Wow.
You know, it's so interesting not hearing the music in the background. The I'm so used.
I left my boombox at home.
What? Oh, he's here. All right. Who am I talking to? Mike, how rude of me. I need to be talking
to him. Looking at me following.
I don't know.
We have lost control.
You know, I was glad you made it here. I mean, we were going to end the show like 20 minutes ago, but
I ran as fast as I could.
Now, Marvin, you're on you're on Twitter now.
Yes, Marvin the UG as unofficial guide.
That's right. Now, let me ask you something, Marvin. I'm sure you follow people on Twitter. Who's the most interesting person you follow on Twitter?
Why, it's you.
Me? That's very
Actually,
nice.
I don't follow anyone.
Really? Oh, you're a jerk.
I just started.
Don't you know Twitter etiquette?
I'm new to this whole Twitter thing.
You don't
I'm a book for crying out loud. Can't you see?
You kind of sound like W.C. Fields
tall,
now.
What do you expect? Look at my fingers. How do you think I type?
Carefully.
It's not easy to type with those fingers.
Now, let me ask you this, Mark.
Where's the mouth? Where's the mouth?
No, it's
Marvin,
it's.
Where's your mouth?
It's like a. It's like animation. Japanimation.
Hmm? Yeah. Yes. It's magic.
It's magic.
Use your imagination. You're in Disney World. Use your imagination.
Now, are you going to Extra Magic Hours tonight, Marvin?
Of course.
Okay. So
I want to see the people.
The people. Which people exactly?
Everybody. I walked for 6 days. I want to see what's going on.
And how long are you staying?
I'm going home Tuesday.
Tuesday?
It takes 6 more days to get home. It's going to take me 2 weeks just to be here for 4 days.
Really?
Unless you want to fly me home.
I ain't got that kind of money. I don't have Lenin kind of money.
They wanted to charge me extra baggage fee. There's a question for
Oh, there's a question for Marvin in chat. Andy.
What was it?
How do you read that? My goodness, it's so tiny.
He's young.
Right. AZ Disney fan wants to know, does Marvin have a touring plan?
A touring plan, Marvin.
I am the touring plan. I open myself up and there I am.
You're like Reggie Jackson. You're the straw that stirs the drink.
Okay. Whatever that means.
I thought you were being, you know, like, all right. Anyway.
If you say so.
I thought you were being very, yourself,
that's so profound.
Absorbed.
Profound, I should say.
Wow.
I'm a tour guide, not a dictionary. I might be lying.
I'm just glad that like there's actually people here, because otherwise this wouldn't be fun. We wouldn't know if this is funny or we're just being stupid because we've been here for a couple hours.
Well,
but
here it's funny.
Yeah. Kid from Pittsburgh is like, these guys are stupid.
Why do I even listen to this show?
It's like they just got finished listening to Mongello's show, and it's like, oh, this is another interesting interview with an Imagineer, and our show is talking to a book. But I see you brought your hat.
Well, it's cold here.
What hat is it, Marvin?
It's just a generic baseball hat. I support no team.
No team. You support the sport.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a baseball fan.
Well, can I ask a question
yeah, go
real
ahead.
Quick of Marvin? So, of the Mouse Fan Challenge tomorrow... Marvin, who do you think is going to win? What team?
Oh, Team Newell, of course.
Really? And really? Why?
Because he's the best.
The best at what?
Because he dragged me down here. Brandy made me. For 2 weeks it took to make that thing.
I just love the differences in the voice. You know, Marvin's voice is just so... Oh, it's a call. Hello? Marvin, you got a call. Hold on.
Hello? Hello?
Marvin, you want to take the call?
Is it for me?
All right, call. You're on the line with Marvin, the unofficial guide. Hello.
Hello, Marvin. This is Amy from Kentucky.
It's Amy from Kentucky.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now it's really going downhill.
She's laughing. Do you have a question for Marvin?
I just wanted to say that tomorrow in the Mouse Fan Challenge, Team Newell all the way for the win.
Thank you,
we
Amy.
Can't hear you, Amy. You're
I heard
up.
Her perfectly. She said Team Newell all the way tomorrow.
Woo!
See? Oh,
I can't root. What am I doing?
They have no faith, Amy.
And I want to know why is it that you can bring like little dogs onto an airplane every 20 pounds? I want to get armed in the backpack.
What was that?
You cut out that last part, Amy.
Why is it that you can take animals up to 20 pounds on the plane with you and sit them, you know, under the seat in front of you, but nobody can stick Marvin in the backpack?
No one can put Marvin in a backpack, but you could bring your pet. Marvin's a person. He's not an animal.
I'm not an animal. I'm a tour guide.
I'm not saying that, man. I'm not saying to smother him.
I can't breathe in a backpack. I must have my own seat.
Put on a little scuba tank and a little snorkel and you'll be fine.
We should get him a stroller.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Amy.
All right. See you later. Bye.
What?
It's for Amy.
Did you say who?
No.
Oh. Oh, it's too bad we lost her.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Shame. I think we're all ready for some Epcot now, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to pack things up over here.
I can't wait to go.
Do you have park admission? I mean, you have a room key here, but...
Can someone drive me?
Absolutely.
I'll drive you, Marvin.
I'd have more respect for you, Marvin, but you have an Animal Kingdom ride on your front, so it's a little... I can't really take you seriously.
I have no choice over that matter. Speak to Len.
Len dresses you?
Yes, he does. Once a year.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Henry?
Where's Fred?
Fred, Henry. How long has the unofficial guy been going on? How old is... 85.
I'm 15.
What? It's like 25.
No, I'm 25. I'm a book. I'm a tour guide, not a math book. I'm not a calculus book, Hotchberg.
That's all right. Amy, no. Autumn is like, am I on a sugar high and imagining this? Or are they talking to a book?
Darn, I had one too many brownies. What was in those brownies?
We have another call.
I don't know, it's dangerous now.
I see your phone's going off too.
Hello, caller.
Yeah.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Cody from Utah.
Hey, Cody.
I'm sitting here with my wife, Lisa. We're just under our fort.
Excuse me.
Listening to the show.
This is my wife on the phone calling me, complaining that I can't add.
Nice, Mary. Excellent.
She's calling me to tell me that I cannot add.
That's why I love you, Mary. Nice. Absolutely.
Sorry, Cody. What were you saying?
All I hear is...
Bye.
Sorry. What's
hey,
on your mind?
I'm busy.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say we're enjoying the show. Thanks.
Thank you, Cody.
Sorry, Cody. There was another call. I was getting yelled at in another call.
Thank you, Cody. I don't think you can hear us anyway, but... All right. Well, we're going to head over to Epcot for... fireworks are at 9, right? Theoretically.
Wishes here.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're going to Epcot. Thanks for tuning in, and webcams should maybe be on, and we will talk to you guys later. Tent Fest Twitter to follow everything that's going on, and for everybody here, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com. This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.